sinners! Sinners! You're all filthy, nasty sinners and degenerates, perverts, you're freaks and queers and deviants, every last one of you. Damn right, good for you.
And I have a scar on my belly.
Sins. Bob is going to watch you do your sins and videotape them and sell them on the internet, but that's another story.
Praise Bob!
And speaking of other stories, I am damn tired of some of you so-called subgenii with your namby-pamby whining about how you feel wronged by this person or that person and getting all fucking butt hurt over the mean old man on the internet. Shut up already.
I didn't do it.
You're a damn Overman. You're a damn Uber fam. You are Yeti. You are different and you are better. Well, except that one over there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look here, Bobby. I'm talking to you. You dear, stupid, sweet little Bobby. It seems that when I was in Baltimore last time, you really just weren't paying a lick of attention. You missed all the points of that lesson. In fact, you missed the point so much that the point sent a search party out for your ass. So I'm here to beat you over the head with a clue by four. There's...
Stay.
And Stang's here to mess up my rhythm. That's what he's here for. Said, I'm here to beat you over the head with a clue by four because there is a reason, young Bobby, that we may all make fun of you. There is a reason we troll you on the internet. There is a reason we torment you. There's a reason we gangbanged your mom. The reason we gangbanged your mom is because she was a crack whore, but that's another story. But seriously, the reason we treat you the way we do. Okay, I see what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Pisces, I know why you guys jib me like that. You're just playing around. You guys really like me, and this is just your funny, subgenius way of showing it. Bullshit. We don't like you. Hell, we hate you. You're weak, whiny Bobby tripping all over yourself to be uber fanboy. You're annoying as hell, and you're creeping out the chicks, man.
Fucking A.
Oh, jeez, for Christ's sakes. I see you back there, and you're starting to tear up. Get the tears out of your eyes, you damn pussy. You had to have known in your naive heart of hearts that we wouldn't just hand over the keys to Dobbstown to you, Mr. Bobby, come lately. You are no one. You are a gnat. You are a fly. No. You're a roach. You're a disease-ridden, filthy, repulsive, disgusting roach. Do you know what disease you're carrying there, Bobby? Do you know what plague you bear that makes us all avoid you? You are infected with anti-slack. Yes, yes, Bobby, you have the highly contagious disease of anti-slack. But... Bobby, once I was like you, and I too had the anti-slack sickness. Even Ivan Stang once had the anti-slack sickness. But I got the cure. You see, Dobbs gave me the shot when I shot Dobbs. Yeah, I killed him, what of it? Bastard keeps coming back anyway, again and again. You shoot him in the chest, and then he comes back. You cut his head off, and he comes back. You burn him, and he comes back. I tried storing him in acid for several months, but then he still came back. But every time I kill him, I get another dose of the anti-slack cure. It sort of compounds, and I get further and further away from anti-slack. I know what you're thinking now, Bobby. You're thinking, well, damn, Pisces, I just need to find Bob and kill him. And then I won't have this anti-slack disease, and then you'll all just like me again. Do you really think it's that simple?
No!
Do you think that J.R. Bob Dobbs is just going to walk to you on the street and says, "Well, hi there, Bobby. I hear that you have the anti-slack, and I figured I'd come and visit you and let you kill me right now." Of course he won't. If anything, J.R. Bob Dodds is just going to pull a prank on your ass like the old doctors did earlier. Wait. All right, well, you might want to check your car before you leave. Anyway, the point is, Dobbs ain't even going to get close to you, kid. I'm sorry. He can smell a green little Bobby like you's 50 kilometers off. But if you want that cure, if you want to get rid of that anti-slack, you're going to have to kill him. You just have to. But how are you, this Bobby, going to get close enough to kill him? How are you going to be able to get close enough to J.R. Bob Dobbs to murder him? Well, start off by not trying to get so damn close to him. Stop being such a damn sycophant. Find something to do besides following the Overman and the Uberfem around like some pathetic and lost, overeager little puppy dog waiting for us to drop you a scrap of our hamburger. Get your own damn hamburger and eat the hell out of it. Look, just do something, man. You know, just be yourself and be an individual and stop trying to copy me and Susie and Stang and Legume and just do your own thing. And sure, we're going to tell you you suck, because that's what we do. But if you keep up to it and you get good and stop sucking, then we'll respect you. You see, don't waste time worrying about who's going to screw you over in the church and who's out to get you and make you look bad. What you need to do is learn to screw yourself.
Yes.
Let your id be your ID. Let go of the ligatures on your ego, because self-love is true love. And when you are screwing yourself, the conspiracy cannot get a dick in edgewise. But Bob will try. Sure he will. You see, he'll see you screwing yourself and he wants some of that action, because that's how Bob is. And when Dobbs tries to stick his dick in there when he thinks you're not looking, well then you can just chop it right the fuck off. Oh, don't worry, it grows back. It really does. You can also shove a stake through his heart and shoot him with silver bullets and cut off his head and burn him, drown him, feed him to tigers. He'll be back, like I said, he always is. So go ahead and kill him. And when you're done killing him, and you'll be looking down at Bob's lifeless corpse, and you'll notice something strange. There's a pipe still clutched in his jaw, and it's still lit. And it's still burning and smoking, and it's as if this dead man is still smoking this pipe. And you will contemplate that oh so briefly, and you will blink. And J.R. Bob Dobbs will jump up and stick his dick in your ass. And with that injection of Dobbs' throbbing member into your delicate rosebud, you are protected and yay cured of the disease of anti-slack. As you see, with Bob Dobbs' patented meat injection, you have your cure and protection. You're cured with the first thrust of Bob's hips. Though he tends to not just do one thrust, as you can imagine. And it does tend to go on for several hours, and he doesn't really believe in lube. And anyway, but you will take that thrust, and you will like it. And you'll take the next and the next, because every subsequent thrust from Bob's huge throbbing member in your asshole provides protection from anti-slack. So you better take it. You better take it, and you like it. Because you have to like it, because that's all that is there to save you from this anti-slack epidemic. The slack injection of Bob's member into your asshole is the only protection, don't you see? So repeat after me. That slack injection is your protection, everyone. That slack injection is